For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Today, that is unveiling mysteries. Knowledge about mysteries, unveiling mysteries, unveiling mysteries. Hallelujah. Unveiling mysteries. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19. I believe some of us, or all of us, some of our questions will be answered tonight. Ephesians 6 19. Unveiling mysteries. Ephesians 6 19. Unveiling mysteries. Ephesians 6 19. Hallelujah. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Ephesians 6 19. Are we there? Praise the Lord. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Hallelujah. That means the gospel is a mystery. A mystery is something secret, something that is unexplainable, something that is unknown, something that is puzzling in nature. You cannot really grasp, why are things like this? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have a lot of questions in your heart? You are wondering how about certain, why? Do you have anything that is a mystery to you? You have experience like, why is this? Why is it like this? Why is my life like? Why is it like this? Like, you have a lot of things that you cannot explain. A lot of things that are puzzling you. Hallelujah. Today we'll be looking at how to unveil some as God helps us in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know some things about mystery. The truth is God operates in a mysteries and in codings. You know, in Colossians chapter 1 verse 26, Colossians 1 verse 26, and then 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1. There are a lot of things that God does and they are in secret. They are mysterious ways. Hallelujah. You know, Colossians chapter 1 verse 26, that even the mystery which had been hid from the ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. Now, when Prophet Jeremiah was prophesying Isaiah, all of them were talking about things they didn't even know about. God kept it to them as a mystery. Praise the Lord. So God does a lot of things in your life. So there are some things that God has intentionally hid from you. Praise God. Intentionally hid from you. And you must know that God did not hide it from you, but he hid it for you. Just like, he didn't hide it from you, but he hid it for you because of you. You know, like the example Pastor Tom K gave when he was during the conference, like when I'm leaving, okay, some of you know where I keep my key in my house. The reason why I hide it there is not to hide it away from people, but it's to hide it from the right person that you have access to it. Is that true? Number two, there are things that are clearly revealed in scriptures that God keeps secret. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29. What does that verse say? It's a popular scripture. Deuteronomy 29:29. What does it say? The secret things belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that true? That means there are secret things that belong to the Lord, but those that are revealed belong to us and for our children. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and unto our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, there are secrets that angels desire to look about. That means when God is sharing with us revelation, the Bible says angels desire to look at it. And then in Matthew chapter 24 verse 36, the Bible clearly revealed that there is something that Jesus Christ did not know. Is it true? What is that? The hour of rapture. Is that true? Is it the hour? Hour is different from day, different from week. Is that true? Say the hour of, that means Jesus Christ himself is a mystery to him. So it's a mystery, there's a mystery to Jesus Christ. There are mysteries to angels, and there are mysteries to men. So there are different levels and dimensions of mysteries. See, what was a mystery to an angel is not a mystery to Jesus Christ. Altogether, so it's like, what is a mystery to me may not be a ministry to somebody higher with higher understanding. Hallelujah. When you ask a small child, how do you make Eba? How do you, to your young child is a mystery. Like there are men that cannot cook. To them, cooking is a mystery. But some people that are professional cook, cooking is not normal. Hallelujah. Yes, like that. I always wonder how they used to do cake also. Because I don't know how to make cake. So when they're doing that, I used to wonder how they used to do it. Praise the Lord. Because some things are mysteries. But to somebody, another young lady, even younger than me, it's not a mystery to her. She can solve it easily. So mysteries are in level. And so what may be a mystery to me may not be a mystery to you. Praise the Lord. And then the truth is God desires us to be stewards of his mysteries. In Romans 11 verse 25 and then Romans 16, 25, God desires that his believers, his sons and his daughters are custodians. You know when he says steward, he says steward, that means he keeps something. Is that true? God desires that when I give you the mic and say, come and share the secret of financial prosperity, every believer should be able to know. God desires that when to give any Christian, come and show us, explain salvation to us. You should be able to do it. Hallelujah. I remember the book, Bishop Dacre Mills wrote a whole book on how, hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. I remember Bishop Dacre Mills wrote a whole book on how to preach salvation. Hallelujah. Shockingly, there are many pastors that cannot preach salvation. Hallelujah. Is it true? You know, Kenneth E. Hagin was a Christian. He died four times. The first three times when he died, he was baptized. But when he died, the first three times he was going down to hell. Then later, he didn't know that he was not saved. Bishop Dack himself, he said that when he was growing up, they told him that if you recite Hail Mary three times and say the Lord's Prayer once, when you die, you go to heaven. That was what he was taught in his church. That Bishop Dack himself. Until later, he got to know that the way to be saved is to confess Jesus Christ as a Lord and personal Savior. So some lot of things are a mystery to a lot of people and certain classes. But I believe we'll be able to grasp it in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many things in the Bible, examples like a topic like Trinity. Can you explain Trinity? The best you can do is to give an example. Like when you carry an orange and you share the orange into two, all the oranges are together. Is that not true? Then what other example do people need to give? Other example? Oxygen, yes. Or water. Water is in three forms. We have solid, liquid, and gaseous. All of them in the same water. You can only use examples to explain. But you can see that you cannot really explain the Trinity. Is it true? Like salvation. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. You rose from the dead. You are my Savior. Come into my life in Jesus' name. Now you are saved. Can you explain that? See, there are many things in the Bible that we cannot really grasp. They are still mysterious. What the Bible says, the mystery of the gospel. All you need to believe, the Bible says, we are just believers. Is that true? You need to just believe them. There are many things you cannot explain. Hallelujah. Now, there are some, why do mysteries exist in the Bible? And what we are looking at, the unveiling mysteries. Cheers, welcome. Hallelujah. So why do mysteries exist in the Bible? Number one reason why we have mysteries in the Bible is to separate babies and mature people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7, hallelujah, to separate what? Babies. Don't forget I said mysteries are secrets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To separate babies. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our salvation. If you enter company newly, there are certain things about the company they will never tell you. And for, as a matter of fact, even if you have been there for 20 years, you will never know certain information unless you are at a managerial position. Is it true? They have a way of celebrating charlatans. They have a way of keeping information. You may not understand how they really make money. You know, Min was telling me how people that operate in the internet make their money, and I was shocked. I didn't really know. I said, how do these people, and they are wealthy? How did he was explaining the detail, the nitty gritty to me. Altogether, so mysteries, secrets, things exist so that you'll be able to separate those that are known. We call them the Illuminatis, those that are enlightened. Altogether, and then we know who is this, a baby. So mysteries exist because those that know mysteries are those we call mature people. Altogether, so somebody that can be able to know and explain how a miracle can happen, can be able to produce a miracle. Hallelujah. Like Bishop Edebo will say that where he is, it's not a mystery to him. He can reproduce the result again. So the Paul NHS, Yonggi Cho, the pastor of the biggest church in the whole world, he said, take him to anywhere in the world and give him three years, he will build the biggest church here. Yes, I've read him. He said that. Pastor David Ibiomi said that, take me anywhere in Nigeria, 3 months, I'll build this kind of church. But now, these are people, they know how to do it again and again and again. Altogether, let's say that I was listening to Sermon. This is the day before he was saying that what you see in his life is not a mystery to him. He knows how to, he can reproduce it again and again. That's why we call it the gift of working of miracles. Working, that means you know how to do it. Altogether. So you are a baby if you don't know how to do it and then you look up to learn. The second reason why we have mysteries is to separate children and vagabonds. To separate what? Children and vagabonds. Children are those that belong. Are we together? Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, the Bible says, when we speak in tongues, it's a mystery. Is that not true? Shamaladabragada. Anybody that doesn't belong to the kingdom can never speak in tongues. Some people say that some people from the north, young children of the other religion, early in the morning, they can come out and meditate and begin to levitate, and spirit can take over them. They begin to chant like if they are speaking in tongues. Have you ever heard about something like that? That is not actually speaking in tongues. How do you get that? It's only us that can understand. Only Christians can speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we have secret. When I come to your house now, you know where your daddy keeps money. Is this true? I don't know if you know where your mommy keeps secret money. That why she they have money? Do you know it in your house? And where your daddy? There are many secrets in the house that I can come to your house and live there for 3 months. I don't know where it is. They hid that information from vagabond. They only reveal it to their children. All together? Yes. My mom is always angry when I forget her password. Take it, go and withdraw. I say, why is the password? She always gets angry. But she will never tell anybody her password. It's because I'm a son. So people intentionally keep mysteries and information from people to separate real honors and vagabonds, those that don't belong. As a church, there are things that anybody that doesn't belong to the church should not know. All together? Have you ever read bloggers and then they put something online after your Sunday service? Bishop Oyedepo said so and so on the Sunday service. Hope you know that the people that posted it on those blogs were in the service. They were in the service. But you have you ever seen something that the imam or a sheikh of this so and so mock say something in their mouth? Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it before? You never hear. You never hear that an Ekankar grandmaster of Abuja branch said something like this. You never hear it. You never hear that Ogboni. You don't even know. You never hear it. Why? Because India, you never, a real fraternity guys, like all the fraternities we have, all, you know, fraternities, when I mean fraternities, you will never know their secret unless you belong. They can be talking, commenting, you will see their post. You read it, but you don't understand what they're talking. But another fellow frat member, when he reads this, he will understand what this person is talking about. So because they have mysteries and code to hide from vagabonds, those that don't belong. Altogether, if you are in love, I can be talking to my fiancé on the phone and you are here, we are talking English. But what I'm talking, you don't understand. Is it true? We develop code to hide information from people. Hallelujah. Another reason why we have mysteries is to actually put value and premium on information. Because once information is for everybody, it's taken for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then another reason why God exists mysteries is to be able to reveal the limitlessness of man. When we wake up as a man, hallelujah, just look at it. There are many mysteries that we have in this world. The Bible says when he's speaking, Job chapter 38, says, where were you when I made the world? Where were you when the stars were made? Where were you when Orion and all those kind of things? Altogether, you cannot explain. So God has intentionally have some mysteries that we cannot explain. Now I want to point some common areas of mysteries that we have in life. I want you to listen to me now. If possible, you may not write, just listen. Are you together? Common mysteries that I've observed, and I know you two have observed. The first mystery I've looked at and I've wondered is why good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. Has he ever wondered you? How bad things happen to go? You know, I read in the book of Ruth chapter 1 from verse 3 to 8. First of all, she traveled from Bethlehem. She lost her husband. Lost her two sons. Innocent woman. How did you get that? Have you seen a situation where something will happen? There was, Cynthia's reminded me of Taraba. There was a flood that happened in Taraba state. And then corpses were washed. Altogether, you heard about it. Alright. And then, those that survived it, I heard their stories. When they were the worst, like when you see their lifestyle. So you suffer, and then you see complete church. It was actually a church office they went to. The real spiritual guys died. Altogether,
Yes, so she's a very, very good person, a very, very gentle person. And then you see a particular situation you cannot explain. While a confirmed bad person, hallelujah, confirmed bad person is living a life as if the devil doesn't exist. Why do bad things happen to good people? That is a mystery to me. Altogether, why bad things happen to good people? Well, you see, a pastor that rose a lot of, if you go to his church, on the wall, you will see, they have all the wheelchairs I've raised, all the cripples I've ever been healed. They have their chairs, and then they have a wall for it. He was the one that anointed Apostle Selman. Yes. I will have mentioned the name now, because the example I'm about to give, is a negative example. I don't like mentioning the names. But if you know the person that anointed Apostle Selman, outside the country, the guy I'm talking about is a prophet. He died of cancer. How do you get that? Just think about that. Somebody committed to the world. You have missionaries in the field, missionaries that came to this country, missionaries that suffered, and then they're wasted and died, and dead. So it has really been a mystery to me why bad things, how do you get that, happen to good people. Another mystery that has really been on my mind is why the wicked all around have prosperity. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalm 73, let's read Psalm 73 from verse 2 to 17. I want us to read something. Why do wicked people have all their prosperity? And the church seems to beg. Praise God. Do you know how much they build Redeemed Church? The one that is 9x9. Do you know how much? Do you know how much? Don't know. Ah. Where did I live from Lagos? How would you know? It was 6 or 7 billion. Yes. Either 6 or 7 billion. That the Adeboye gave 1 billion. His wife gave 1 billion. 7 billion. And then I don't know how long it took to build that structure. Now that 7 billions, there are musicians in Nigeria that are worth 3 times. That means only him can build that structure without talking. Do you think about it? The richest politician in Nigeria is worth $8.6 billion from the West. I didn't mention his name. That's the correct name anyway. $8.6 billion. Do you know what is $1 billion at all? Yes. So why do the unbelievers seem to have all the money? And it's as if the church, we have to do launching, we have to do committee, we have to do this to raise the money. That's a mystery that has always baffled my mind. How do you get that? And then when you read the book of Haggai 2:8, the Bible says, gold and silver belongs to me. Hallelujah. I remember when growing up, some music, there are music artists that when you read their worth, like I used to tell you about many of them, the kind of lifestyle they live, the kind of cars they ride. One of them just went and bashed his Ferrari. It was Ferrari like this. I watched a video of one wine was $1 million or something like that. Pouring it, wasting it. They have all the money. And then the pastor seems to be the one struggling. Hallelujah. When you see their concert, few crusades in the world have that kind of sound system. Is it true? Few crusades in the world have that kind of. I've been to the Abonje crusade. His crusade is his sound instrument. I can't remember the company that made the sound instrument. It was custom made, white. You can hear him from far, but still, he has one of the best crusade equipment in the world. But see, as their sound system are very, very classic. Why is it like that? We are the one preaching to people. They are not doing anything. They are corrupting more people, but they have it. Are we together? Yes. Psalm 73 from verse 2 to 3, the Bible says, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bounds in their debt, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. Is it true? Come on, is it true? Neither are they plagued like other men. They hardly have diseases. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covered them as garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish for. Is it true? They have more than heart could wish for. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens and their tongue walketh through the earth. They insult God. Therefore, his people return hither and waters. Now, when you read downward, you understand that the devil, they don't have problem at all. Their children are not sick, they have all the resources. Like the Bible says, they have all you could wish for. All, they have it all together. Praise the Lord. My consolation is Proverbs 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
What?
And then no sorrow. Hallelujah. And then James 1:17 also says, every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. Yeah. Now, these are the scriptures that will console you. That despite their money, they can never have the kind of peace you have. But if they get it wrongly, hallelujah, they can never have it. Because every way that is not right, there is a way you pay for it somehow. Another mystery that used to baffle my mind is, where are there people in the church crying? They feel me. Why are a lot of church ladies not married? Why a lot of church folks sick? How together? I personally know a lot of ladies that are not married. Not even in a relationship. Like, how are you? What's your name? Nobody's asking, what is your name? Yes, and they are beautiful. If you go to almost every church, all of the mega churches, one is husband, married, pray for husband. Their voices go up. True? Bishop Dagger, let me say that one thing he was preaching. And then he said, if you want to marry, come to the front, let me pray for you. It's like he was on the stage, facing the stage like this. Then he started to look backward, like he was talking to a musician. Then when he turned, then he was shocked. Then like he was looking this way. If you want to marry, come. Like, then when he turned, he was shocked. 65 women, 65 years, 50, all of them, they are not married. Hallelujah. Does that used to baffle you at all? I don't know. That used to be a mystery to me. And the Bible says that none shall want her mate. That means every woman have a husband. The Bible says he made them male and female. So where are the husbands? Where are the guys? Where are they? How together? See that the devil has customized a system to make them irresponsible. Because the issue is, ladies are the ones, you come for them. That is the most painful part. They have to come for them. And the most times, I have a lot of people that anytime I see them, I cry. Sometimes I don't say, I wish somebody can marry 10 wives. Yes. I can tell you, I've cried, I have fasted for many people. This kind of situation, you don't know how painful it is until you have somebody around you having that kind of case. You will never understand it. Until you have somebody that, you know, this person is clean, genuine. But yes, marriage is not coming. How do you get that? All prayers, I have sat down here, I have spoke to a lot of people, and then most time I cannot really understand why it's not even happening. It's a big mystery to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then barrenness also. When some people, have you had barren cases before? You can't explain it. While a whole mom is getting pregnant and aborting the children. You know, in my house, my place at home, one woman was passing and then she saw a dead baby close to the river. A lady, a young girl did the abortion and dropped her there. She said, God deserves it. She said, me, I am legally married for years. I've been asking you for child. You didn't give me. Look at the people who are giving children and they're wasting it. You never understand the pain of barrenness and the mystery about it. Or when you have somebody around you in that kind of case, give this person a child. You know, some people have females and they're looking for males. Some people have males and they're looking for females. That's the stupidity of humanity. Somebody can have four boys. They say, if the next one is not a girl, I will have a problem with his wife. And somebody can have four girls and they tell one in the woman, if the next one is not a boy, I'm divorcing you. While somebody is only looking, I have heard of a woman pray. Let me even have a prayer. Let me be pregnant and let the baby miscarriage. And let it be recorded that I was once pregnant. And these people, I know they are dedicated in the church. Are you together? Now, I mean, I don't know their side story. Are you together? But there are people that are not as dedicated, as half as they are, and then they have better conditions like that in the church. And then sometimes when I see some people that are suffering from an infirmity in the church or the other, and then they have been prayed for, and again, those mysteries to baffle me. Are we together? Praise the Lord. With a lot of mysteries that very soon I will look at how to solve mysteries. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to show with you some things that used to get me concerned. You don't need to observe. When Two-Face came to Kogi State, Conference Stadium, and Olamide,
I've even mentioned names. When they came to this place, hallelujah,
the place was packed. They did not do announcement though. And you pay, get entrance fee. That's packed. But when Apostle Suleiman came, or people that will bless your life, they will not come. When the president came in for his campaign, people were dead on this road. Yes. They were dead. They were following the car, fell from the back of the car, and another car came and stampeded and passed. Three. People were bombarded, people were stampeded. And then when it is church, you have to send messages, you have to call, you have to follow, you have to go to visit them, you have to encourage them. Now sometimes you wonder, why I was praying, why do we have to call people to church? We first pray, study, get ready for them, and then we have to follow them. God told me that was why I came to the earth, I have to follow people, just do it, it's your work. I will reward you for that. It's not true. Who should be looking for a pastor? Have you ever seen a doctor? If accidents will happen anywhere, the doctor, you have to carry the patient. The accident that happened at Felele, they were an RFMC and specialist. I saw the car moving with the person. The doctor did not go there. You have to carry the patients to, even if a woman is pregnant by midnight, by 12, by 1 in the night. Unless you have a personal doctor, you carry them to the hospital. Is that not true? Yes. Have you ever seen doctors? Have you ever seen advertisement for state specialist FMC? Bring your patient here. Do they have a patient? They don't. But the only three physical problems that is temporal. The church's three spiritual problems that are eternal. But this you have to call. You have to follow. You have to beg. You have to encourage. You have to motivate. You don't mean like that I'm not coming to church again. Hallelujah. But you can go to your doctor and say, sit down here. Remove your shirt. Remove your trouser. You not complain. It's not true. You not complain. Because the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Hallelujah. That they are never interested in the things of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. I read a documentary one time. 70% of people that follow secular artists. You know there is a show in Nigeria that just finished. I was shocked at my WhatsApp status of the people I was seeing. When they were showing the video clips of the last announcement. I could not believe. I couldn't believe. I couldn't believe, I'm telling you. These people have never posted any evangelical stuff on their WhatsApp status. You will never see. But you can comfortably post while you are sitting down watching youth in the room doing nothing, discussing nothing. Immoral thing captured life. You can sit down and watch them, but you can never have 40 minutes to listen to a message. That doesn't wonder you. That's a big mystery. When you go to church, you are looking at your words 2 hours, 30 minutes, this pastor, as you are sharing, you are already angry. But when a football match is 90 minutes, you wish they extend it. You wish they extend it. When the match finishes, you wish they had only played a little bit more. Is that not true? Pastor, it marvels me. Are we together? Yes. And then number four mystery that used to marvel me is demonic powers. You know, the Bible speaking in Psalm 62 verse 11, once I got spoken, power belong to me. All together. He that is in me is greater. Now, as I'm preaching now, if I disappear from this podium, you will say, I thought he's a man of God though. That's what he will say. Because we have left the supernatural, if a native doctor disappears, nobody will complain. Because we have somehow signed to believe that the real supernatural people are native doctors and diabolic people. Is that not true? The mystery of supernatural. Somebody can say this is the next governor and the person becomes the next governor. Somebody can say you are dead. I remember Selma one time in those days. He called one of the church members. If somebody meets you on the road and say you are going to die next tomorrow, what will you say? The young boy say, I'm going to laugh. Say, but there are many people that laugh like you and they really died. Is that not true? There are many people that have been treated by a native doctor and they say, no, nothing will happen. And they really died. Hallelujah. There are many Christians that march term coming back from a night vigil. There are many Christians that are coming back from night vigil. And then when I was in NCCF, I had people in the house that were raped, ladies. I knew of three. All of them coming to the house. And these are very spiritual people. I can attest for them. Zone 8. I can, no, most of them, you never hear the story. I didn't know why I'm telling this. You, now, you don't know the people, so that I can share this story with you. Yes. You come and tell, this is what happened. We have to take them to the hospital, do the test, do the necessary things. I've never had the people come back from a night vigil and they were raped. You have never had it? Yes. You've had the churches that as the service is going on, people come and rob them and kidnap the pastor and the pastor go. Never had a pastor dying after preaching a powerful message. It happened in my church, my biological church. Finished preaching, fell down and died. On the stage. Now, even people, that's what some people, after a while, they wonder about whether God is really powerful. Or whether there is really power in the church. Are we together? Yes. Now, all these are mysteries. Do you have mysteries like that you are thinking about? Now, there is a way to solve mysteries in our life. Are we together? There is a way to proffer solutions to them. Because you must understand that there is no mystery to God. And anything that looks like a mystery, like everything that I've raised now, I've gotten answers to as many of them as I've cared to look for. The first way to solve a mystery is what we call prayer of inquiry. What did I say? There are different types of prayer. Is that true? One of them is prayer of inquiry. In Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, the Bible says what? Call unto me and what? I will answer. You have to do the calling. The responsibility and the part of the calling is on you. Call and what? I will answer. Ephesians 1 verse 18 says that the eyes of our understanding may be what? Enlightened. That we may know the hope of his calling and the glorious inheritance in the saints. All together. Now you have to inquire. When I grew up, I noticed that the ladies from my father's side don't marry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they can have every money. All of them are wealthy. They have money. But marriage could work. I discovered it very, very early. They will not marry. They can be 40 years, they will not marry. They will have money. The men don't have money, but they marry on time. So, and I began to pray, Lord, what is wrong? What is wrong? It cannot happen to my sisters. And then I watched it, and I began to pray. I began to get understanding of how these things happen. I have to pray. Do you know something? Almost a month to my sister's wedding, it was almost canceled. By force, they could not understand, but I was here. I had to stand. This thing must happen. I understood how the devil can make people not to marry. Especially ladies. Because once you inquire, Lord, why are people like this in my family? What is the mystery behind this poverty in my life? And you begin praying about it, God will show you. Do you understand? God will show you. What is the mystery to financial prosperity? Pastor David Ibiemi said that as a pastor, he was broke. Very broke. And then he said, God, what is the mystery to financial prosperity? God, show me. And then the Bible says, he prayed. Then Hebrews 7:7. God said, Hebrews 7:7. Pick this Bible, open to Hebrews 7:7. So without controversy, the less is blessed by the greater. He said, call and sow the bishop available, and that is it. He said, he took money to the bishop available, and that way the heaven opens up. Because he cared to pray for it. Any mystery you have around, like I told you about how I was wondering about how you have to encourage people to come to church. As I prayed, as I inquired, Lord, what is this? God will answer it. If only God sees your desire. I was trusting God, how do people become influential? This is what I'm talking about. How do pastors become influential? I was traveling to Lagos for my mama's wedding. Right in the car, I got that revelation. Three ways people become influential. Do you want to know?
No, I'm not telling you. Inquire. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but I can tell you, listen. God told me, as a man of God, there is a way to be influential. Number one is, God will give you a story or an experience that people will call you to share that experience. You know the man that has doesn't have leg and arm. Why does he travel around the world? Because of that. Tell people you can make it. This is not your condition. Disability is not your condition. That is the reason he's known. Second is God can put an anointing and a grace upon you for a particular area of life. That anybody that has that need must look for you. Do you understand? The third way to become popular is God will make your experience valuable. Put a value on your experience. So that anytime you share it, people can pay you to come and share your story. Check all the men of God, you know, you see, this is the same thing. It's not that when anytime they travel, it's because we are calling them to share a dimension they know. How do you get that? They have a grace upon them that they are called for anywhere. Become popular. So any mystery you have, you can ask God for it. Inquire, begin to pray about, Lord, show me, how do I become a magnanimous leader? How will I become an anointed preacher? How do you get that? I could remember when I was praying, God, Lord, how do I become useful? Well, how will people hear me and want to hear what I'm saying? And God said, the secret is the anointing. That was when I began to study the anointing, because he told me that good morning, I can remember it very well. Good morning from your mouth is not the same good morning from the mouth of Billy Graham. That was the statement the Holy Spirit told me. Yes. Rise up from the cripple. I can look at the cripple man and say, rise. They might be looking at me. And somebody can look at him, the same cripple, and say, rise. And the person will stand up. Is that true? So same words, same statement, coming from different people will produce different effects. The same words. Mega churches around the world, RCCG, Winners Chapel, every Sunday morning, they get their manuals. Are you aware? You know what I'm talking about? Like they get their manuals straight from the headquarter. If you go to Living Faith anywhere on Sunday morning, the same topic. It's the same point. But what is that? Different churches have different results. Because of the individual, it's the same thing that has been said. And then they have a strong system that they don't go outside it. Altogether, very, very disciplined. So good morning from somebody, or you are blessed by somebody, is different from you are blessed from somebody. So the key is to be anointed. So I learned that when you want to preach, it's not only what you are saying is not totally useless. It's very important. You have to be making sense. But then beyond that, your words have to be anointed. I can remember the Holy Spirit telling me, it's like, have you ever seen a barbed wire, like a barbed wire, catching your skin and pulling it, like it has a way of blood to be coming out. It's stuck to you. Is that correct? That is the way certain words sticks to you once you hear them once. Have you ever listened to somebody worship? And then when you go home, you cannot remember the full song, but you can remember a line of that person's songs. And the song stay in your mind, stay. Has it happened to you? That's what that means. That person was anointed. Many songs that were sung in that concert, you will never remember it. And you may not even know the song the person sang, but that line. Why do some songs become big sellers? Together? You have done so much for me, like I always say. It's not the first time you heard that kind of lyrics. As a matter of fact, that song is an olden song. It was just translated. But because of the person singing, it makes the whole difference. Anytime you have worship from Apostle Selman, it's the same songs you know. But because it's anointed, it becomes a whole different game altogether. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So inquire about your problem. Inquire, ask God for it. Don't keep quiet. The Bible says, call and I will answer. If you do the calling, I will do the answering. All together? Number two way to solve mysteries is enlighten your eyes by the word of God. Enlighten your eyes by what? John chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says the entrance of the word, what? Given light and what? Understanding. No, that is Psalms 119 verse 130. James 1 verse says the light shineth in darkness and darkness comprehended it. Is that correct? Hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse 19 also. What does it say? Psalm 119 verse 18. Psalm 119 verse 18. 119 verse 18. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. There are secrets in this Bible. You know, 3 days ago I was meditating. It's amazing that every problem you have in life, the solution is here. So then when I think about it, it's difficult to comprehend. Everything is in this book. But to be able to access the book is like a closed book. Have you ever seen somebody fake it? You can fake miracles. Is it true? Have you ever seen somebody fake revelation? Have you ever had a fake revelation? You can only have false revelation, but not fake. You can't fake it. If you have the revelation, you have it. To be able to look at the scripture and share mind-blowing truth, it means the Bible was open to you. As you're reading, you just saw a statement. Like our brother, Daddy Brobilia Kani. He can pick one, two words like this and share it in a conference for 7 days. Just that two words. And it's not as if you are hearing reputation or fresh, like you can't exhaust it. That is somebody's eyes that will be enlightened. God can open your eyes that when you pick the Bible, that problem in your life can be solved. You will see the solution here. How do you get that? If it is marriage, if it is finances, if it is health, it is here. That's why many people have different scriptures for health. I just finished reading the healing scripture by Sid Roth. It's different from healing scripture by Kenneth E. Hagin. Different from healing scripture by Kenneth Copeland. Different from, because many people have caught in different light and different understanding based on the area God has enlightened their eyes on. Open to God and say, Father Lord, show me your word. Open your Bible. Where is my problem coming from? Are we together? Where's my challenge? Bishop Oedipus said that he was struggling for a ministry and then he picked the Bible as a book from Kenneth E. Hagin and went to the mountain. And then after he was reading his Bible, he showed Ezekiel, the Bible says, I put my word in your mouth as fire. Then God said, from today, when you speak, it's like that. So God can open your eyes to see the solution. Every solution I have, all the problems in my life, like now, if my problem is finances, the problem is in this book. The solution, sorry. Any problem that we have, together. So that mystery can be solved by looking at it. Why do people get assaulted? You can solve it by understanding the Bible. Amrobas came to the house of Bishop Bessel Idausa. So you came for me, I am ready. Wait for me, I'm coming. He entered his room. Came back with his Bible. Yes, I've read the story before. Fire my bones. Have you read that book? The story is in that book. So he entered the room, came back with his Bible. This is my weapon. Are you ready? They took off. Yes, true love story. White men were in the house. The white men were already wee. They said, wake up. All of us are in our house. Let's pray. They said, I have prayed before sleeping. They cannot make me to pray. Altogether, you understood Luke 10:19. That was the scripture. Altogether. Bishop Abel was in Warri State, one of those days for crusade. And then Amrobas came with Mega Guns magazine in the hotel. So when they just stepped out of the hotel room, the Amrobas were there. He was wearing his pajama already, was ready for sleep. Then he now closed the remaining church members. Said, all of you enter. He now closed them. And then put his hand in his pajama. When you see Amrobas, you should not be afraid. What do you want? They started running in the name of, they took off, they died. Like they were killed outside the hotel room. All of them died. Together, because he has seen light from the word of God that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So any mystery in your life can be solved by the word of God. We can assess the solution. Are we together? We can assess the solution. And then another way to solve mystery is what I call by spiritual quickening. In Job chapter 42 verse 5, the Bible says, I have heard by the hearing of the ears, but now I what? Understand. When you read 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, Elisha prayed for his servant and said, Lord, open his eyes and then so that he will be able to see the angels. All together. And then Numbers 22 verse 25, Balaam was with his ass and then his ass spoke. Hallelujah. The ass could see what he couldn't see until his eyes was what? Opened. Don't forget Luke 24:45. The Bible says the Lord God opened their eyes and their understanding and then they were able to grasp and understand. There are certain things in your life that you need to be spiritually awakened to. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God can be in a place. Hope you know that it's unfortunate that if we have a young girl that is in the secret cult, once the presence of God starts manifesting, she will know it more than most Christians. Do you understand what I mean? Somebody that belongs to the other side of the darkness. Once the presence of God is in a church, they will know more than believers because they are more spiritually awake than we are. Praise God. So the way that your spirit man can be quickened. So that you can easily solve a lot of mysteries in your life, you can solve them once you are quickened spiritually. Okay, what you could not understand, you could understand it now. What was looking like a mystery to you, now you are alive to it. You can understand the realm of the spirit. Now, I didn't understand how people used to disappear before. But now I can explain how people disappear. I didn't understand about dreams before, but the more my spirit
elevated. The more I grow in my spiritual, the more I grow in discernment. There are a lot of things I understand better. Things that were mysterious to me are no longer mysterious. Are we together? The more I become more spiritually awake, I could easily pick things. I could pick a fake thing from a real thing. I could pick sometimes, yeah. Have you ever had an experience where like, when it's happening, it's like I've seen this thing before. It happened to you? They call it deja vu, the circular world. As a believer, like, your spirit man has gone before and you have seen it before. Your spirit can expand and you can see your future. All together? Nothing can take you by mistake. Do you think something ever took Jesus Christ by mistake? No. No. Hallelujah. So when your spirit man is becoming more awake, mysteries begin to reduce. So awaken your spirit. And then another way to solve and unravel mystery is by the gathering of believers. In Psalm 73 from verse 10 to 17 that we read, the Bible says, when he didn't understand the mystery behind the prosperity of the wicked, then he went to the sanctuary, then he understood their end. All together, that they are for destruction. Now there are many things, as you come to the church and you hear the word of God, somebody can just say a word and then you are enlightened. Wow, you know, the Sunday I talked about the art of soaking in messages. You know, four people met me. I can't remember. One of them said she wanted to see me the Sunday before, but as I was preaching, I said exactly what she wanted to ask me for. And then she was quoting a problem. See that, what may be a mystery to you, as somebody is talking in church, the answer can come to you. Has it happened to you before? As somebody is singing, as somebody is saying something, amazing, I just say something. A young lady was wondering, the woman that married Nathaniel Bassey. Nathaniel Bassey's wife. This is a popular story, you can confirm. When he asked her out, he was a complete prayer point. So she didn't want to marry him. So as she was going to church, she asked, Father Lord, please show me, speak to me today about him, if he's the one. So their pastor, you can confirm this story, go to his Facebook page or Instagram page and scroll down, maybe last year or 2018, he shared the story himself. So the pastor came to church and then took the mic. As he was talking, he just said, Nathaniel. Where did this come from? That is the pastor. He said, where did this come from? As he was talking again, he said, Nathaniel. He was what? And he was not a small congregation. Then he paused. Thank God he's a spiritual man. He said that maybe God is speaking to somebody here about Nathaniel. He heard the voice of God. And then he continued preaching. Yes. So this is, you know, he's a popular person, so you can confirm this story. You can confirm. So as you are coming to church, somebody, anything that's a mystery can be solved by somebody. So always go around the gathering of brethren. Mysteries can be solved. Because the truth is, what may be a mystery to me can be something that means has overcame. Is that true? And then you know that when you overcome something, you are empowered to solve it. Like you know the nitty gritty. Like I was told you 3 days ago or last week, somebody came to me. I was talking about how he was delivered by masturbation. And he was asking me to bring anybody I know from masturbation. Anybody. He told me that one prayer from him, he has suffered it. Almost killed himself. Almost removed his manhood because of that. He was crying. There was nothing he didn't do. All together. But when he mastered it, he can solve it now. He was looking for, he said that anybody I know, I should tell him, he will pray for the person. And he knows the person will be free. Now it's no longer a mystery to him. Are we together? So what is a mystery to you? As you go to the gathering of brethren, to the church, to fellowship with brothers, you can be solved. It can be helped. Hallelujah. And then finally, speaking in tongues is a spiritual downloading software for solving mysteries. Shabla dabra gada lande kepre lemende kepre di. I don't know. That's my greatest secret. I don't know. That's my strength. Praise the Lord. Hi. Oh God. Speaking in tongues, I don't know what it does, but it has a way of activating your mind, your spiritual senses. Hallelujah. Just shabra da balande gedi brigidi. As you are walking, just hear, this is it. This is it. This is it. You will just know that you know that you know that you know that is the solution. All together. So cultivate the habit of speaking in tongues. The mysteries can be solved. Are we together? So all the mysteries that I mentioned, don't forget that every mystery can be solved. It can be unraveled. Are we together? Like Bishop Edebo would say, it takes understanding mystery to solve miseries. Do you understand? It takes understanding what? Mystery to solve what? miseries. So any mystery in your life, any misery, it can be solved by one understanding of a mystery. Are we together? Any misery, it is financial, there's one mystery you will know that can save you. Now when, anytime somebody was sitting close to me on Sunday or one in a service, and she was telling me of a pastor that suffered, and now he's very wealthy, stinkingly wealthy. Now the question, the next question I asked her was, what was the secret he shared? His prosperity, because most of when you hear the story of great people, don't just enjoy the story, ask for their secret. Because once you know, it can be reproduced. Do you understand? Can be reproduced. God is not the respecter of any person. So once you know, it can be unraveled. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation that has seized us that is not common to man. But in the midst of the temptation, God is able to prepare the way out. That, what that means is, anything in your life is not above you. Any problem is never above you. If God knows that means cannot handle a demon that is 25 kg, let's say you measure demons by kg, do you understand? He will never allow a 25 demon kg come to his life. Oh, to torment him. The only demons that will come to permit, to torment him are demons within his reach of capacity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So if today Lucifer appears in this meeting, that means there is somebody among us that have the anointing to handle him. If not, he will never be allowed to come. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? Somehow, I wish, are you getting me? That means if you are born into a family that everybody is a DBA, or every history is negative, you have the potential in you to solve that problem. Yes. Even though you wouldn't have been born in that family. No matter how terrible the case is, in you is the ability to solve it. So the family you are born into, you have the problem, the ability to solve it. Just that you are willing to. Are we together? Yes. So any mystery in your life can be solved. It can be solved. And I pray that you take these tips into action. As all of us pursue to unravel those things we cannot understand. And I believe we will see results in Jesus' name. Did we learn something this evening? Can we appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. Appreciate him. Let's stand on our feet and say, Father, we thank you for your word. I want to pray for us as we declare into the month of October. Can we appreciate and say, Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now lift both hands. I want to pray. Wait, first of all, before you do that, I want you to mention any mystery that you want God to unravel or anything you need help from. Talk to God about it.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lift both hands. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that any mystery in the life of your people, the things they have mentioned, the mystery they have unraveled, as many that need to understand their family condition, the kind of marriage their parents had, the kind of marriage their aunties have, they want to understand those mysteries, as many they want to understand the mystery behind poverty, they want to understand the mystery behind negativity, sicknesses and infirmity. Where is this coming from? Where is the source? And then kill it from the root. I ask the Lord to enlighten their eyes. Like Elisha prayed in 2 Chronicles 6:12. Lord, open the eye of my servant that he may see. I pray for these people that you have given me by privilege. And I ask the Lord to open their eyes. In the name of Jesus, may you be open to see and understand that problem. And then you deal with it from the roof. In the name of Jesus, that mystery is solvable. And I speak and I prophesy to any pain in your life. Any mystery that has revealed or remained unraveled has caused miseries in your life. In the name of Jesus, they are over. As this month ends, September 30th, as we step into October, you wake up a brand new entity. In the name of, I pray that may you have an encounter, a dream. Hallelujah. Listen to me now. Be sensitive. In these few days, you will have a dream and God will give you a secret. And when it happens, take it serious. Are you hearing me? Those who spoke to me, I don't know the person, but one of you or all of us, I don't know, but you will have a dream. God will come to you in the night and speak to you about a mystery. Take it serious because you will receive the solution in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy as you step into the month of September, October, that the month of October will favor you. I pray for all the members, those that are here, not here, in the name of Jesus, October will be the best month for us so far. Anything that is supposed to happen in September, we still have some hours to 12 midnight. Anything that is supposed to happen, Father, we declare that it happened. Any financial supply we are supposed to have received, we receive them. In the name of Jesus, any healing we are supposed to receive, before we cross over, we receive them. Any miracle, any encounter that was calculated and factored into September, they will not enter October. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with our soul. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.